peace over chess continue to be made to get the name NPP to rescind its decision to go to court to seek redress of issues regarding vote rigging. However, there is also a strong perception that if the issue is taken to court, it will settle permanently any doubts and mistrust in the minds of people. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, the coordinator of the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, John Lavi, said it is the constitutional right of the MPP to seek redress in court in furtherance of the development of democracy.
Even though the transparency element of our electoral process is so large that everybody must see what is happening from beginning to the end, it still is possible that some people have lost their guard, they're not watching, and therefore the transmission, people could make genuine human mistakes and figures are not added properly, and this should be caught quickly. But if it is not done, there are processes for you to get it done. When people know their right to go to court, it's okay. But you must also be blaming yourself a little bit. Why didn't you catch it in the first place? When everybody else is asked to catch it. The Electoral Commission has always said that as a group, they use more temporary people than the permanent staff, because it is a process for all Ghanaians. If Ghanaians are engaged to do it, they are trained to do it, political parties know about it, they are asked to bring their agents, to train their agents, to watch. All the system is understood by all of us. Then something goes wrong because of your lack of watching or lack of attention and you want to go to court. Yes, you should go for it to be addressed.
A senior journalist at GBC, Raybon Bulley, stressed that going to court is a positive way to avoid any bad precedents in future. He regretted a large number of rejected ballot papers and suggested the issue be looked into and the necessary education given to avoid recurrence in subsequent elections.
This issue of rejected ballots, there have been some kind of talk about taking money from politicians and swearing that they were going to vote for them as a result of that, when it, because they will be voting against their conscience, they rather spoil the ballot land than to cast it. So that's what one thing that has been said. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I think that for every election that we go into, there are people who are going to vote for the first time. Do we carry out the education to the extent that these people who are going to go for the first time know what they are supposed to do? That is one. Have we been able to look at the trend of rejected ballots? Do we find more rejected ballots in the urban areas, the peri-urban areas, or the rural communities? Have we been able to find out what the trend is? So if we need to educate people, we know we have a pointed education at people who we know are vulnerable and they could, as much as possible, spoil their ballots because they don't know how to cast it.
In a telephone interview, a research fellow of the Institute of Democratic Governance, Kwesi Jonah, expressed concern about the poor performance of the smaller parties in elections over the years. He explained why it is so.
You have two different electoral systems. The first past the post, or the simple majority system, which we practice in Ghanaian parliamentary election, and then you have the proportional representation system. Now, the difference between the two is very wide. In the proportional representation system, the percentage of the poll you get nationally or regionally also determines the percentage of the seats you get in the parliament. And this system encourages and supports small parties. Small parties, no matter how small they are, if they are able to get 1%, 2% of the votes, then they are able to secure a seat in parliament. The other system we practice, the simple majority system, it's not like that. It weakens small parties. It makes small parties look even smaller. And this is a system which we have adopted for our parliamentary elections since the beginning of the Fourth Republic. This system is a system that is practiced in Britain, and Britain exported it to its